The mitzvah of dwelling in a sukkah, a short summary and checklist of halachas. So the Torah commands us to dwell in a sukkah for 7 days from the 15th of Tishrei until the 21st of Tishrei. This is a positive biblical command in the Torah and is fulfilled at every moment that we spend our time in the sukkah. The reason behind the mitzvah is in order to remember the Anane HaKavod, which surrounded us for the sake of shade while we were in the desert, so we would not be exposed to heat waves in the sun. And in replica of this, Hashem commanded us to make and dwell in a sukkah for the sake of shade, in order so we recall the miracles and wonders that He did for us. It's written in Svarim that one who is careful in the mitzvah of sukkah and dwells in it properly is guaranteed not to suffer from shalom bayis problems in his household for the entire year. Each time that one dwells in the sukkah, especially when one says the bracha of leishiv basukkah, he should have in mind explicitly to fulfill this mitzvah, not just due to it being a command of God, but in order to remember the Exodus and recall the miracles and wonders Hashem did for us in the desert with the clouds of glory, as we explained. It is proper to announce this to the household prior to saying Kiddush by each meal in the sukkah. Only men are obligated in the mitzvah of sukkah. Women are exempt, and therefore they may eat and drink as they like outside the sukkah. Although if they choose to eat in the sukkah an amount of food that requires a blessing leishiv basukkah, then they may dwell in the sukkah, eat in it, and say a blessing. Male children who have reached the age of chinuch, which is the age that they no longer need their mother for meals and the like, which is approximately from age 6 years and up, then he is likewise obligated to be educated to eat his meals in the sukkah. The mitzvah is not only to eat in the sukkah, but to dwell in it. And dwelling includes many activities, including eating, drinking, reading, learning, socializing, and simply spending time of relaxation. That when one chooses to do so during the festival of sukkahs, it should be done within the sukkah. If one needs to have a conversation with his friend, either face-to-face or over the phone, it should be done in the sukkah. And the general rule is that whatever a person would do in his own house, he should do on sukkahs inside the sukkah. Regarding when one is required to eat and drink in a sukkah. So one is only required to eat in a sukkah when he actually has a meal, which is defined as more than a kibetza, which is approximately more than 54 grams of mezonos or hamaitzi, within kedei achilas pras, which is about 4 to 8 minutes of time. Only when he intends eating that amount of food must he eat it in the sukkah. And only then can a bracha leishiv basukkah be said, because he has to eat it in the sukkah. However, if he eats less than that amount, or he eats fruits and vegetables and meat and rice and the like, of which their blessings are not mezonos, then he does not have to eat them in the sukkah at all if he chooses. Nonetheless, it is a mitzvah min hamufchor not to eat anything outside the sukkah, and so is the custom of Chabad Chassidim. Regarding drinking, it is permitted from the letter of the law to drink any beverage outside the sukkah, with exception to one who is settling himself over drinking of wine in which it is to take place in the sukkah. Although here too it's a mitzvah namuchah not to drink anything outside of the sukkah, and so is the custom of Chabad Chassidim. The custom of the Rebbe Rashab was to be stringent not to even swallow medicine outside the sukkah. Goes without saying that Kiddush and Avdallah is to take place inside the sukkah, and by Avdallah we even say the blessing Aleishiv HaSukkah when we recite Avdallah. One who desires to learn Torah or other subjects is required to do so inside of the sukkah, unless there is some difficulty or uncomfortable state in learning there, such as there's not enough space to bring all of his svarim that he needs, or there's too many distractions in the sukkah. Regarding davening, obviously when we daven in shul with a minyan, but if he's not davening in shul and he's davening at home, then it's proper for him to daven in the sukkah, unless there are disturbances there which do not allow him to have a clear mind and proper concentration, in which case he may daven at home in such a scenario. From the letter of the law, one is required to sleep in a sukkah anytime he desires to sleep, whether by day or night, irrelevant of the amount of time of sleep. Although practically, as the Ramah writes, it is accustomed to be lenient in sleeping in the sukkah. Due to that, there are various disturbances that disturb one from one's sleep, such as rain, insects, cold, or hot weather, noise, lack of space, lack of being able to sleep with one's wife. And practically, the Chabad custom is not to sleep in a sukkah during sukkahs. Due to that, in addition to the above disturbances and exemptions, the sukkah contains a very holy light of which it is not possible to be conscious of when you sleep in it. Obviously, if someone is not disturbed by any of the matters that we mentioned above, then he's obligated to sleep in the sukkah, as is the letter of the law. Regarding the items that should be inside the sukkah, so one needs to have his eating table inside the sukkah. It's forbidden to be in the sukkah with one's eating table outside the sukkah. One should enter his most beautiful vessels and tapestries and drinking utensils into the sukkah, and repulsive vessels should not be entered into the sukkah. And therefore, even though from the letter of the law one may enter food that is in pots and pans into the sukkah and remove them as soon as he's finished taking food, practically the custom is not to enter any pots into the sukkah at all, and rather to place the food into serving trays, which is much nicer and more elegant. One is to arrange to have light inside of his sukkah, and preferably is to light the Shabbos and Yontif candles inside the sukkah, assuming there's no fire hazard involved in doing so. It is forbidden to perform any belittling acts in the sukkah. Thus, you can't clean dishes in the sukkah, with exception to drinking cups. You can't use a sukkah as a shortcut. You can't hang laundry in a sukkah. You shouldn't allow a guy to enter a sukkah due to its holiness and the like. We'll now discuss details of the blessing of Leishei Basukkos. As we already stated, the blessing of Leishei Basukkos can only be said when you eat a meal that is obligated to be eaten in a sukkah, which is more than a kibetza, more than 54 grams of mezeinus or amitzi that is eaten within 4 to 8 minutes. When you plan on doing so, that's when you must eat in the sukkah, and you say beforehand the blessing Leishei Basukkos. Now, how often is the blessing said? So the blessing is to be said prior to each eating session that is new. So for example, you ate breakfast, you said Leishei Basukkos, you left your sukkah for a few hours, you came back, you're eating lunch, and once again you're having more than a kibetza of mezeinus or amitzi, then once again you say Leishei Basukkos. If, however, you left your sukkah with intent to return within 2 hours, and indeed he did return within 2 hours, then a new blessing is not repeated. Now the blessing Leishei Basukkos must be repeated in every sukkah that one eats in. So even if you own two sukkahs and you decided to eat half of your more than kibetza of breakfast in one sukkah, and then you had more than a kibetza of breakfast in a second sukkah, you have to repeat the blessing Leishei Basukkos in the second sukkah, as the blessing in one sukkah does not count for the second sukkah. This certainly applies if the sukkahs are in two different areas and belong to two different people. Although in general the blessing Leishei Basukkos is never recited over mere relaxing or sleeping in a sukkah or spending time in a sukkah, this is only in reference to a sukkah that you eat in. However, if you plan on not eating in a certain sukkah one day, then the blessing Leishei Basukkos is to be recited even on mere relaxation that you spend time in the sukkah. One who forgot to say Leishei Basukkos prior to eating mezeinus or amitzi more than a kibetza may still do so upon remembering, even if he already finished eating and even if he has already benched. In general, the law is that anyone who has discomfort from dwelling in the sukkah is exempt from it. So if it's raining, for example, that it's ruining the food, you don't have to eat in the sukkah, and you can eat at home. And so on and so forth regarding all other forms of dwelling, that if there's a discomfort there that you'll be saved from when you're in your house, you don't have to spend the time in the sukkah. Practically, however, chassidim are accustomed to remain in the sukkah even during times of rain and other discomforts, and do not leave in such a case. This concludes our quick checklist and summary of the laws. B'tein l'chacham v'yech kam oid, and everyone is encouraged to study the full details of the halachas and the sources, which can be found on our website and in our recent sefer that was published in the Laws of Sukkos in Chapter 3.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.